Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. It's just a little more than 10 years since President Bill Clinton began the Defense Department's homosexual conduct policy called Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The U.S. government's Accountability Office has just released a review of the financial costs of that policy. Joining us now is Marketplace's John Dimsdale from Washington. John, what have you got?
Well, over that 10 years, the Defense Department discharged 9,500 soldiers for homosexual conduct. Remember, this is the policy where the military can't ask about sexual orientation, and service members aren't supposed to reveal that they're gay. If they do, they can be kicked out of the military. But the GAO calculates that these discharges cost the Pentagon almost $200 million.
So why does it cost so much to discharge 9,500 GIs?
Well, they're talking about the cost of replacing the soldiers, recruiting new ones, retraining them. The GAO says 750 of those discharged held critical occupations in the military. For example, some had language skills in Arabic or Korean. Many had gone through language training at the Department's Defense Language Institute. And given these costs, some folks are saying that it's time to reassess the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And Lawrence Korb is one of those. He used to be an Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower.
It's a waste of money, and it also undermines military readiness because there's no evidence that these men and women were causing any problems, and most of them wanted to stay in the military.
John Dimsdale, any appetite in Washington to change that Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy?
Absolutely. Remember, the military is dealing with some personnel shortages these days. The Army National Guard is 24% below its recruitment goal for the last 4 months. The Marines failed to meet their hiring goals last month for the first time since the 1991 Persian Gulf War. So extending the stays of volunteers in Iraq and Afghanistan is taking a toll on reenlistments. Plus, there are better job opportunities outside the military as the economy has been improving. So a group of 20 Democrats will introduce a bill next week to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. They want to lift all the restrictions on enlisting gays and lesbians. And for evidence, they point to Britain, where the ban on gays in the military was ended 5 years ago. There's an article in the latest Economist magazine that says this has been a real success. The Royal Navy is recruiting by touting its protection of gay rights. The Air Force entered a float in Britain's biggest gay pride parade. And soon, gay military couples in Britain who register as civil partners will be eligible for married housing on military bases. So watch for that bill to be introduced in Congress next week. Later today on Marketplace, we're going to take a look at Oscar Bling, the way the IRS sees it.
John Dimsdale in the Washington Bureau for Marketplace. John, thank you. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business and politics, and it's produced by American Public Media.